While the Democratic presidential candidates compete for voters in New Hampshire and Iowa, other states are waiting for the campaign to reach them. Perhaps the most important in the next round is South Carolina, voting February 3rd. It's a Republican state, but for the next few weeks, it's the Democratic primary that will be in the national spotlight. NPR's Linda Wertheimer paid an early visit to South Carolina last week.
South Carolina doesn't look or feel a bit like Iowa or New Hampshire. For one thing, it's warmer. The leaves were still turning there last week. But the biggest difference, the state's about one-third African American, and about half the Democratic primary voters are. So when this campaign leaves the largely white states of Iowa and New Hampshire and heads south, a very different voter is waiting. Political scientists Earl and Merle Black have written several books on Southern politics. They see the South Carolina primary as a test and an opportunity for the Democratic candidates.
South Carolina, I think, is going to give us a death struggle atmosphere. We're going to have every one of the Democratic contenders still in the race with any realistic hope of being elected, saying to himself or herself, I've got to win in South Carolina.
What we're looking for in South Carolina is to see if someone will emerge who hasn't done especially well in either Iowa or New Hampshire. Will a John Edwards or a Wesley Clark or a Dick Gephardt or someone else emerge in South Carolina? That's the kind of things that observers will be looking at.
The big question, of course, is will South Carolina derail former Vermont Governor Howard Dean in favor of someone more conservative? We went looking for African-American voters in places where the candidates have already appeared, starting with students at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Like other Democrats, they are interested in new faces. Mark McLawhorn is a sophomore political science major already volunteering in Howard Dean's campaign.
Like a maverick, he speaks his mind. His demeanor set him apart from a lot of the candidates. He had a lot of electricity. He was willing to go talk adamantly about the war in Iraq, that he was against it. He was ready to go out for the issues, as opposed to a lot of other candidates.
Jared Brewster is a senior who spent several years in the Navy. He likes the sophistication of General Wesley Clark.
He's a former Rhodes Scholar. He's a bit more polished in politics, national security issues, health care issues. He's also more charismatic and much more articulate than the other candidates. This country needs someone totally opposite than the administration that's in now, and I think he's the right candidate.
Could the leading black candidate, New York activist Al Sharpton, take a lot of votes in South Carolina? Not from this group. They admire his militancy and his oratory, but they're not voting for him. First, history major Jamal Singleton.
We know Al Sharpton is not going to win. But we need him to bring these things up, you know. No one wants to look at the small stuff that affect us every day. You know, you have people going home like, how am I going to pay rent? You know, I just lost my job. But everything on television is about war.
I don't think that he thinks that he is a viable candidate. I think that he thinks he's the voice of the people. When everybody else is standing up and they're talking about Iraq, he's talking about women who can't get food stamps.
That was Deirdre Reed, an African-American studies major. Jared Brewster has also eliminated some of the white candidates for similar reasons.
People like Kucinich, I don't really know a lot about. He's almost like the white Al Sharpton or something. And last but not least, I don't too much like Joe Lieberman because he's definitely conservative, and I really don't see him making much of a difference.
I asked if any of the white candidates seem especially attuned to black voters. Mark McLawhorn, who supports Dean, said that would be Senator John Edwards of North Carolina.
John Edwards was the son of a mill worker, and he also grew up in the segregated South. So he always talked about civil rights because it was very wrong. So I think him growing up poor, him being a Southerner, and also being a Southerner during the segregation, I think he can relate more to the plight of African Americans, and especially in the South.
Edwards runs well in state polls, but South Carolina political leaders expect another candidate to emerge. Congressman Richard Gephardt was endorsed last weekend by the most popular black official in the state, Congressman Jim Clyburn, who represents a majority black district in the East. He thinks South Carolina Democrats will respond to Gephardt's life story.
He became majority and minority leader because of his experiences as the son of a secretary, the son of a milk truck driver who delivered milk door to door. So when you have those experiences, it makes you who you are. And I think if we get people to tune in on Dick Gephardt's life experiences, I think that he will do well in South Carolina and he will end up the nominee of our party.
If Gephardt wins Iowa, South Carolina will be very important to him. Otherwise, the state could go with whoever's winning, according to Congressman Clyburn. Everyone running in South Carolina stops in Charleston at Morris Brown AME Church, one of the largest black churches in the state. Senior pastor Reverend Joe Darby has already seen most of the candidates.
They are having to try to figure out how to appeal to African-American voters without offending white voters, and it's been fun to watch. I think Edwards is getting it right. I think Sharpton is getting it right. I really think Dean is getting it right. Clark seems to be on the way to getting it right. I think Lieberman is trying real hard to get it right.
We chatted with church members just before last week's Advent service. Brene Cornell works at the passport office. She is not ready to decide.
Dean, as well as Edwards, and also General Clark. You know, they've been speaking a lingual that I could embrace. I'm going to need to hear more campaigning and more topics discussed.
Here, too, we found Dean supporters. Asked if his remark about the Confederate flag has hurt him with black voters in the state, this group dismissed it. Mrs. Mary Darby, she's married to the pastor.
But I think he's saying that we have to reach out to everybody. I mean, that's how I took it. Even those with the rifle in the back of the truck and the Confederate flag, he's reaching out to them, too, just as he's reaching out to blacks. I didn't take it personally.
Our mostly older group also admire Al Sharpton, but don't believe he can win, so won't vote for him. Reverend Darby said they're tired of standing on principle. They want a winner. But he also said appealing to black voters can be overdone.
I think they have to be careful not to get to the point of trying to prove that they are down with the program, so right. to speak. Because one of the greatest insults anybody can do to me is to run around looking white and acting black. So if anybody comes with it, I'm down with the program, baby, I'll write you off my list in a skinny minute.
South Carolina Democrats will help choose their party's nominee, but that's about all they'll get to do. Next November, South Carolina is expected to be Bush territory. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.